Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Murder, Handcrafted by Isabella Allen. Narrated by Chris Dukart. Chapter 1. The phrase, "it looked so easy on YouTube," would go down in infamy in the annals of Braddock family history. It was what my father had said twice after he attempted to demo my mother's kitchen in their new home in Holmes County. The second phrase would be, "You have no idea what your father's been up to." I held my cell phone away from my ear as my mother screeched that last statement at me. Maddie Miller, my 22-year-old shop assistant, stalked the needle display in the front corner of the shop and raised her eyebrows at me, and I rolled my eyes in return. It was still morning, and Running Stitch, my Amish quilt shop nestled in the center of Sugar Tree Street in Rolling Brook, Ohio, had just opened for the day. Through the large front window, I saw business on the street was beginning to pick up as early May tourists strolled from shop to shop. As usual, the first stop on any tourist's itinerary was Miller's Amish Bakery, across the road from Running Stitch. I could see my best friend and Maddie's sister-in-law, Rachel, doing brisk business. A line of customers extended out of the bakery and curved along the sidewalk. Oliver, my black-and-white French bulldog, lifted his head from his dog pillow, watching us with his big brown eyes. Dodger, my gray-and-white cat, jumped up onto the cutting table in the middle of the room and pranced back and forth. "Get down," Maddie hissed at the cat. Dodger sat in the middle of the cutting table and began giving himself a thorough bath. It was a normal day at Running Stitch.